And good Thursday afternoon, everybody. This is Scott Mrozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this update is brought to you by McBooth's Laundromat and Mini Mart, located in the heart of Elkton. Come to McBooth's for a stress-free laundry day. And by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around. Also by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair are your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. An overnight fire destroyed the Seabuing Sportsman's Club and VFW building on Bay Street early yesterday morning. The fire was reported just before 2 a.m. Seabuing Fire Department responded and requested additional manpower shortly after arrival. Fire departments from Owendale, Unionville, Windsor, and Fairhaven were dispatched to assist. The Village of Seabuing Police Department later confirmed the loss of the building in a public statement. Images released by the department show extensive structural damage and ongoing suppression efforts. No injuries were reported. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Two suspects from Peck, arrested in a countywide drug investigation, have been arraigned in 73A District Court. The pair, Bocephus Perry Matthews and Alyssa Marie Van Conant, were arrested during a January 15th traffic stop at the intersection of Peck and Maple Valley Roads in Flynn Township. They were taken into custody by the San Lac County Drug Task Force, DTF, in connection with an investigation into illegal drug sales in Deckerville and throughout the county. During the stop, authorities confiscated approximately 50 grams of suspected methamphetamine, additional controlled substances, and brass knuckles. Matthews and Van Conant were arraigned on January 27th and are scheduled for preliminary examinations February 3rd. Both stood mute to the charges, and the court entered pleas of not guilty on their behalf.
Hey, Kim. Welcome back to McBooth's. What can I help you with today?
Hi, Mark. I had heard that other than your self-service laundry facility that is open 24 hours a day, you had some other items offered in your store.
We do. We have a Man's line of Express Yourself 37. Custom-made items such as mini tumblers to attach to your purse to hold chapstick, bookmarks, ID badge holders, pens, tumblers, all custom-made with custom logos for nurses, police, fire, sports teams, colleges, and anything you want. If you don't see it on the shelf, she can make it for you to suit your needs. Also, we have Linda's Arts and Crafts. Linda does custom paint jobs on old saws, canvas, old fan blades, old saw blades, and Linda especially loves painting people's pets on canvas. In addition, we are a drop and pickup point for Cheryl Stitch and More. Cheryl does sewing, patching, hemming, and minor alterations.
I also heard you started doing wood-burned portraits.
I have. We are currently running a promotion until the end of March for a 5x7 for $15 and for an 8x10 for $25. We also have deer plaques and custom-made wood and slate coasters available, and everything can be personalized. Mark your calendar for Brownie Troop 50617. They'll be at McBooth's Laundromat March 21st from 12 to 4 p.m. Come in and support these young ladies and the cause they're raising money for.
Come get your cookie on. Nom, 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 nom.
Bad Axe Public Schools Superintendent Gregory Newland said the district opted out of Michigan's 31AA School Safety and Mental Health Funding Program due to legal liability concerns, despite the loss of about $100,000 in funding. The money would have supported security measures and mental health services, which Newland described as essential. A lawsuit sought to remove the liability language from the legislation, but the provisions were upheld, prompting many districts, particularly in Michigan's Thumb region, to continue to stay withdrawn from the program. The funding would have provided $374 per public school student and $236 per private school student to support mental health staffing, threat assessment training, and security upgrades. A legal challenge to the program's conditions is now before the Michigan Court of Appeals. As a result of the withdrawals, only 512 districts and schools are set to receive funds expected to be distributed next month. Some large districts, including Detroit and Dearborn, chose to remain in the program, citing urgent needs for school safety and student mental health resources.
Stop worrying about a power outage. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon. This is Jack Zimmerman. We will give you peace of mind with a Generac standby generator. They will automatically power your home or business, even when you're not around. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. Call us for a free quote.
This is Josh Zimmerman. We have financing plans available, and we can also maintain your current system and add options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in the cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family-owned for over 42 years. Call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
Michigan added nearly 28,000 residents in the past year, marking the fourth consecutive year of population growth driven primarily by people moving to the state from other countries, according to a new U.S. Census Bureau estimate. The state's population reached an estimated 10,127,884 residents between July of 2024 and June of 2025, an increase of 27,922 people, or 0.27% from the previous year. International migration accounted for 30,706 new residents, while domestic migration added 1,796 people. The growth comes despite more deaths than births in Michigan during this period. The state recorded 104,678 deaths compared to 99,680 births, according to the Bureau. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said the positive domestic migration represents a significant shift for Michigan.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
Senate Democrats are poised to block legislation that would fund the Department of Homeland Security and several other agencies. That would bring the government a step closer to a partial shutdown if Republicans and White House don't agree to new restrictions on President Donald Trump's surge of immigration enforcement. As the country reels from the deaths of two protesters at the hands of federal agents in Minneapolis, irate Senate Democrats have laid out a list of demands ahead of a Thursday test vote. The demands include that officers take off their masks and obtain warrants for arrest. The White House appears open to trying to strike a deal with the Democrats. And the European Union has listed Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist organization in the aftermath of Tehran's bloody crackdown on nationwide protests. Kaja Kallas, the EU's foreign policy chief, said today that the bloc's foreign ministers unanimously agreed on the designation. She said that, quote, any regime that kills thousands of its own people is working towards its own demise. The listing came after the 27-nation bloc sanctioned 15 Iranian officials, including top commanders in its Revolutionary Guard, over the violent crackdown on protesters. Activists say the crackdown has seen over 6,300 people killed. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by McBoove's Laundromat and Mini Mart, located in the heart of Elkton. Come to McBoove's for a stress-free laundry day. And by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair are your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. I do have one obituary to mention this afternoon. Delphine Louise Wolschlager of Caseville, age 82, passed away on Saturday, January 17th. She was born August 20th, 1943, in Bingham Township. She married the love of her life, Henry Wolschlager, on August 17th, 1963, at St. John Catholic Church in Ubley. Delphine leaves to cherish her memory her husband Henry, son and daughter-in-law, Brian, and grandchildren. Dell's funeral service will be on Saturday, January 31st at 10 a.m. at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Parish, St. Rochester Catholic Church in Caseville, St. Roach Catholic Church in Caseville. The family will be present to receive visitors on Saturday from 9 a.m. until the time of her service. Burial will take place privately at St. John Catholic Cemetery in Ubley. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com.